It's Monday, October 2nd, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico, Carmen Yulin Cruz, criticized President Donald Trump's effort to get supplies and electricity to the U.S. island in the wake of the September 20th devastation of Hurricane Maria, reports Fox News.
I cannot fathom the thought that the greatest nation in the world cannot figure out logistics for a small island of 100 miles by 35 miles. So I am asking the President of the United States to make sure somebody is in charge that is up to the task of saving lives. If anybody out there is listening to us, we are dying and you are killing us with the inefficiency and the bureaucracy.
Who am I? I'm just a little mayor from the capital city of San Juan. This is a three-star general telling the world that right now he does not have the appropriate means and tools to take care of the situation.
On Saturday, President Trump tweeted, quote, "such poor leadership ability by the mayor of San Juan and others in Puerto Rico who are not able to get their workers to help. They want everything to be done for them when it should be a community effort. 10,000 federal workers now on island doing a fantastic job," unquote. In response, Mayor Cruz said this.
It's not about politics. It's not about petty comments. It's about moving forward, putting boots on the ground and saving lives.
I am done being polite. I am done being politically correct.
Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price resigned last Friday in the face of multiple federal inquiries and growing criticism of his use of private and government planes for travel at a cost to taxpayers of more than $1 million since May, reports Politico. Virginia Bishop E.W. Jackson, an African American who's known for his conservative political activism, has lambasted the NFL for allowing its players to disrespect the United States by protesting during the playing of the national anthem before games. Jackson, a Marine veteran, former Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, and head of a coalition of conservative black pastors called Stand, posted a video to his Facebook page last Monday.
I want you to notice, look very closely, I am black. I am an American of African descent. My great-grandparents were slaves and then sharecroppers in Orange County, Virginia. But let there be no mistake. I love my country. I donned a Marine Corps uniform for my country in 1970. I raised my hand and took an oath to the Constitution of the United States that I would preserve, protect, and defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I am proud to be an American. I love that flag. I love our national anthem. And I'm black. So this is not a black thing. This is a leftist thing. This is a racial obsession thing. And trying to make this into a black-white thing, it's not. I can tell you there are plenty of black people across this country who love our country, love our flag, and are disgusted by this display of anti-Americanism, of hatred for our country, and simply don't support it not one bit.
Unlike the National Football League, the National Basketball Association does not tolerate players taking a knee. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said he expected players to stand for the national anthem, reports the Associated Press. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is upset again. This time, the nation's leading secularist group is asking for a Texas school board to punish a superintendent who dared to pray during a mandatory staff convocation held on August 14th at Prestonwood Baptist Church, reports the Christian Post. Listen to the offensive prayer of McKinney Superintendent Rick McDaniel.
Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you for this beautiful day. I thank you for the blessing that I have to lead this district. And I just ask for that same protection that you provide us every single day and that I pray for daily to surround the folks in this auditorium and the many 25,000 lives that we're entrusted with daily. Lord, I just ask that you protect us. Put a blanket of security around us that only you can provide. I just ask that you continue to guide me as I continue to try to guide this district. Ask all these things in your holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate y'all very much.
Acts 5:29 says, We must obey God rather than man. According to Christian apologist Lee Strobel, he once shared the gospel with Hugh Hefner, the founder and publisher of Playboy magazine, who died last Wednesday in his Beverly Hills mansion at the age of 91, reports the Christian Post. Strobel, an atheist-turned-believer, released the Case for Christ film earlier this year, which stems from his best-selling book by the same name. Strobel tweeted, quote, "I remember sharing the gospel with Hefner. He saw significance of the resurrection, but had never checked the evidence," unquote. When Star Trek Discovery's third episode debuted yesterday, the 51-year-old franchise featured its first openly sodomite TV series character, Lieutenant Stamets, played by Anthony Rapp, known from the Broadway musical Rent, who professed his homosexuality in a 2014 article in Oasis magazine. "Yesterday, I was one of nearly a million Christians who took a stand for an hour in hundreds of life chains across America. We peacefully and prayerfully held signs which read, 'Abortion kills children, adoption the loving option, and Jesus heals and forgives.' Our adopted son Honor and our two biological children Mercy and Valor joined me. Unfortunately, my bride Amy, a classical conversations tutor, had a prior commitment. If there was not a life chain in your city, you can organize one on the alternate date of Sunday, October 29th, from 2 to 3 p.m. Learn more at lifechain.net. Psalm 106, 35 through 38 reminds us that the egregious sin of taking the life of our own offspring is a sin that also captured his people in the day of King David. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters and shed innocent blood, and the land was polluted with the blood. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, October 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2017, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.